What's up, Illini? I'm Peyton Wessner, and welcome to ISN Now, the official podcast of Illini Sports Night. This is episode one, our show debut. It feels great to be talking with you all, and we have a great opening episode for you. As with most of our shows, we're going to be talking to past, present, and prospective Fighting Illini student athletes and coaches. In some cases, this is going to be catching up with Illini greats and how they have been doing after college. Others, as this one, I'm going to be checking in with current Fighting Illini. So without another moment to spare, let's welcome in my guest at this time. He's helped the Fighting Illini men's tennis team to three consecutive NCAA tournament appearances, and whenever you come to Atkins Tennis Center, you feel his presence through his passion and energy. It's Zeke Clark, everybody. Zeke, how are you? Thank you so much for your time today.
Of course, man. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I know with everything going on off the courts right now, it's important for me to ask how you and your family are doing during this time. I would assume you've returned home to Tulsa, and what have your last couple weeks been like?
Yeah. Everybody back home's doing well. Parents, siblings, everybody's good. Definitely doing what we can to stay safe and stay smart during this super uncertain time. So, my training schedule's been obviously been thrown off a little bit just with things not being open. So I'm doing what I can. Right now, honestly, more of my focus has shifted to more of my off court fitness, getting stronger. It's always tough not being able to practice like I want to, but most important thing right now is staying safe and making sure, my family and everybody else is doing okay too. So you got to stay smart during a time like this.
Oh, most definitely. And for it to be April and no tennis is so eerie to me. I can't imagine what it feels like for you. Oh, I know your favorite things away from the sport is often hanging out with friends and traveling, but because of social distancing and that becoming a social custom, how have you been spending your free time? Have you developed any hobbies? Are you watching a lot of Netflix? What have you been doing outside of the strength and conditioning training?
I love being around other people. So right now it's a very tough time for me. Don't get me wrong. I've loved spending a lot of time with my family and catching up with them. Right now I'm not necessarily used to having this time with them. So I'm trying to spend as much time with them as I can. And, it's been tough not being able to catch up with friends back home like I would like to, but I've really just been hanging out, making sure I'm covering all my bases in school. I definitely need to see what I can do and look more into finding something else to kind of fill time right now. Right now is usually a time where we're so busy, traveling and playing matches, and now all of a sudden we have all this free time.
Speaking of traveling, I know you like to do your fair share of getting out of the house and exploring. I like to do that myself. So let me defer to your expertise here, Zeke. Where have been some of your favorite places to go travel and explore, whether a part of tennis or just tourism, just visiting as a tourist?
I've been so lucky to be able to travel as much as I have, playing the sport that I love. So for that I'll be forever grateful. But some of my favorite places that I've been to, Australia I think is definitely been top of the charts. That was an unbelievable experience, and to go play the Junior Australian Open there and get to see Melbourne and go out and see the city was great. Back home it's everybody thinks Oklahoma is a lot of nothing, but to be honest, there's so many fun, cool places to see here. So getting out when I can here is something that I like to do, but of course right now it's just a weird time.
So whenever I come to Tulsa, what would you recommend I do? I know whenever everything calms down and becomes more normal, hopefully. The only thing I know Tulsa, excuse my ignorance, is they have a double-A baseball team, minor league. But if I come to Tulsa, what would you say are some of the key spots or the hot spots that I need to go check out?
Yeah, we do have I think they're double-A baseball team, the Tulsa Drillers, who they opened up a new baseball park, I think like 4 or 5 years ago now. So that's relatively new, and it's a pretty cool spot. So if you can catch a Drillers game, that's tons of fun. Also, within the last year, they've opened up this new, I think it's like a $100 million project. But it's called the Gathering Place, which is just a huge, huge park, they have rec basketball courts. They have, tons of different, playgrounds and restaurants. And, it's just a really cool place that brings the community together. So, that's definitely a great spot to hit. And then, there's so many good, Oklahoma local restaurants that are tough to beat.
All right, so I need to make my way to Melbourne, and then I also need to go to Tulsa. Putting it down on the bucket list right now.
Fair enough.
Speaking about your family and spending time, I know your father, Toby, is someone who has really influenced your tennis career. I'm sure this is kind of a loaded question, but how would you describe the impact he has had on you?
You know, it's honestly kind of hard to put into words, everything that he's done for me. Really both my parents. It's unbelievable that they've been able to put so much time and resources into my tennis and really to my other siblings as well. The support and love they've given to all of us and support and letting us pursue the things that we want to pursue. I'll forever be so grateful for them. And my dad putting a racket in my hand at such an early age and, never really forcing me to continue to play tennis, but kind of allowing me to fall in love with the game and then being there for assistance really anytime that I needed. I'm so grateful for him and traveling to tournaments with me and, kind of showing me the way at an early age. Tennis is, guided me to so many different places, and I've met so many great people as a result of it. And without him doing that and guiding me, there's no way I'd be the same person that I am today.
I can tell you have a great support team. I mean, your mother Julie, then you have your three siblings Tim, Grace, and Lily. Do you remember the first time that you fell in love with tennis?
It's hard to finger point exactly the time. I was like, wow, this is something I really love doing, but whenever I had free time when I was little, I was like, all right, this is what I wanted to do. It was just such a fun, enjoyable activity for me. That's just something I've always felt and still feel to this day. We all go through very stressful times in our lives, but tennis has kind of been an outlet for me just to be myself and forget about everything else that's going on and just to be able to enjoy.
We can certainly tell the amount of joy and fun you have out there on the courts. I mean, one of the things that I mentioned off the top that I noticed this season when I've covered the team a little bit is you bring so much passion. When you are not battling, whether it's singles or doubles, you're picking up team morale on the side. And I'm just going to say it, you are probably my favorite player to watch in both college and professional ranks just because of those intangibles you bring. So I have to know, when did you develop that competition-driven emotional attitude and that intensity?
You know, I feel like that's something I can really credit to my dad. Early on, we never really focused that. I mean, we would hit a lot of balls, but technique and things that usually a lot of coaches dial in on at an early age, we just weren't really that focused on. It's more just giving full effort and doing everything I can. So him instilling that in me at an early age is, I've been doing it and given everything I've got for longer than a decade. And it just kind of becomes a part of you, whether you're training, whether you're in a match, it just becomes a part of what you do. But then also, I'm not a big guy and I've always been told that, I don't have the professional tennis build. Because of my stature, I'm only going to be able to make it to a certain level. And I know that that's not true. There's nothing that's saying that, okay, just because I'm 5'7", I can't make it as a professional tennis player, but there are also other things I have to do better than guys who might have that, that might physically oppose a little bit more than I can, whether that be their 6'6" or stronger, whatever. So there are other intangibles that I have to bring to the table in order to compete with guys like that. And, you know, my mentality and my fight and my drive and my passion are things that I can always bring to the table. And I've really owned that. It kind of used to intimidate me a little bit when people would tell me that I'll almost cap out at a certain level just because of my physical nature. And, you know, that's really driven me to really own those intangibles. And, you know, whenever I'm playing at Atkins with hundreds of people behind me, it really comes out, and there's nothing more special than that.
Absolutely. I think you've definitely proven those, whether they're scouts or whoever's telling you that you just continue to prove them wrong every day. I mean, 83 wins and three seasons and change. We're joined by Zeke Clark here on ISN Now. And from afar, Zeke, I can really tell the great player-coach relationship you have with head coach Brad Dancer. What has it been like to play under him and have such great success together?
Brad and Marcos have been father figures to me since day one, since the day they started recruiting me. They're such a special duo. I mean, they complement each other so well, and I credit so much of my growth to them. And, you know, something I will always be so grateful to them for. I feel like they've believed in me, in my abilities since day one. And that's something I feel like a lot of coaches kind of doubted my ability to play at the highest level of collegiate tennis and beyond. And Brad and Marcos have never doubted me one bit. And that belief maybe I didn't have in myself to begin with. And they instilled that belief in me, and I've become a much more confident player, become a much more confident person because of them. Playing for them is something I wouldn't trade for the world. And not being able to finish things out this season, you know, that really hurt, because, you know, going to battle not only with my teammates but with Brad and Marcos is my favorite thing to do. So to not be able to do that fully this season hurt. But you know, I very much like my parents and my siblings, my family, I consider Brad and Marcos family as well.
Brad specifically, he told me how he considers you and Alex Kovacevic like yin and yang in a way. And this season alone, you two normally played on courts side by side, and while you're getting fired up, Kova is normally stoic and calm at time, or most of the time I should say. What's the dynamic you and Kova have had, maybe not necessarily on the court but away from it?
You know, it's funny, Kova and I have been playing tournaments with each other since we were 10 years old, and so I've known him forever. And we weren't necessarily the closest of friends in juniors. I mean, I would see him around, and we were definitely cool, but I wouldn't have considered him one of my good friends kind of on the junior circuit. But you know, I knew him, and if we saw each other, we'd say hey. And we were playing in a professional event right before, it was the summer before I came to school, and I played Kova, and we just had an epic battle. And and after the match, I had to check in with him. I was like, hey man, like, what's your situation with school? Like, have you been talking to coaches, or what's your deal? And you know, him and his classic Kova fashion, very laid back, he's like, man, to be honest, I haven't really talked to very many coaches. I think I'll start talking to coaches soon. And this was our senior year of high school, so pretty much everybody's committed. And Kova was like, I think I'll probably just wait till January, start talking to some coaches, and we'll see where I end up. And I was like, man, you have to take a visit to Illinois. You have to. I'll go with you. I'll do anything. Like, let's get you on campus and see how you like it. And sure enough, he did. And he took a visit 2 weeks later and loved it and committed to us. And, you know, ever since then, you know, we've formed a friendship and a brotherhood that, you know, I would consider Kova one of my best friends. And I've just been very, very lucky to have him the last 4 years, because, like you said, we have very, very different personalities. But I think that's what brings us together and why we've been so good for each other is, you know, sometimes I get a little bit too riled up and he calms me down. And sometimes he needs somebody to kind of bring him up a little bit. And so I can be that person to him, and he can also be that person for me. So having played really next to him for a lot of my college career at 1-3, it's great playing next to him because if I need a little pump up, or, you know, just to see him so calm out there doing his thing, gets me in the right place. And then sometimes if he's a little down and he needs a little bit of energy, then I can do that for him. So, you know, Kova's probably been one of the most unexpected best friends I've ever made. I'm very, very grateful to have him because he's been amazing.
Wow, that's such a cool story that you two had this epic game, and then ask him where have you decided about college, and you suggest Illinois, and then the rest is almost history. Switching gears a little bit, something that'll affect both you and him is at the end of March, the NCAA making the ruling that all spring sports athletes are given an extra year of eligibility. I know this affects every coach and student athlete differently because everyone's situation is different. You have aspirations to play tennis professionally. I know Kova does. And after a very successful 4 years for both of you, I guess speaking for yourself, Zeke, what is your thought process, if you wouldn't mind sharing?
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is an unprecedented situation. At least in our lifetimes, we might not deal with something like this ever again. So this is just a kind of a weird deal for everybody, coaches, players, you know, people making these rulings, everybody. It's not just athletes that are affected. It's people, it's my parents, it's people with, you know, normal jobs. It's everybody. So to say that this is just really affected senior student athletes is just not really the case. But in our particular situation, you know, with the NCAA making the decision to grant us another year, puts us all in a, you know, there's nothing I loved more than playing for Brad, playing for Marcos, playing for the University of Illinois, playing for my teammates. So for me, that decision is very easy with what I'm going to do. You know, I'm going to come back, and that decision for me is not very difficult. For some others, it is, because we were going to give everything we had for the rest of the season, but we also in the back of our minds knew that we only had a couple months left to play in college tennis, and then we were going to be done. And your mind slowly starts to turn to what's next. And now to have a whole nother year to then play another season puts us in a little bit of an awkward position. My decision's cut. It's already been made, but it's just going to take time for not only our team, but all the other people that are in the same situation as us to figure out what the next step is. But you know, Brad and Marcos have been so supportive through it all. They want us to do what's best for us. And if that's moving on, then that's moving on. But, you know, they've been very open with, they would love for us all to come back. But again, they haven't put any pressure on us, which is exactly what you'd like out of a coach. So.
I'm sure Fighting Illini fans everywhere are really excited you have made your decision. You'll be coming back. Obviously, those 83 career single wins, that total will get even higher over the next year and likely reach triple digits. But Zeke, it was my great pleasure to catch up with you. I cannot accentuate how excited I am that you're going to be returning and having even more memorable moments over at Atkins Tennis Center. Thank you so much for making the time.
I appreciate you, man. Thanks for your time.
There you have it. All Day Zeke will be back for another season, which is definitely something to look forward to. What else can you look forward to? The next edition of ISN Now. Duh. I'll be back with another interview come Friday, as we'll be joined by men's tennis coach Brad Dancer. Brad has had a tremendous impact on this program. We're going to sit down and talk about his mentality after this NCAA ruling. Until then, this would normally be the time I'd tell you to rate, review, and subscribe. In due time, I've submitted the paperwork, form, whatever you want to call it, to get ISN Now, where you listen to your podcasts. Once we get the thumbs up from iTunes, Spotify, and all the other providers, you'll be hearing from me on social media. Oh, social media. Go ahead and give Illini Sports Night a follow on Twitter at UI7ISN, and go over to Facebook and give us a like. If you want to get in touch with me, at PCWESNER, at PCWESNER is the handle. I want to hear your thoughts, maybe some ideas, potential guests who you want to hear from. All I can be told is no.